Let's get to our next guest who always joins us on Tuesdays as a precursor to the big Sal Pal football hour. He's brought to us by Univest Bank and Trustco, financial solutions for your life. And he was in the throes of that Titans victory, talking to Corey Davis. And then Taylor Lewin came over and uttered a bad word on live on TV. Here he is, the great ESPN NFL reporter, Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, you expecting Taylor Lewin in the background there?
That was my first official bleep.
Was it really?
Yeah. thank God it wasn't me.
Well, what is that like? You're doing the stand-up. That's an exciting time.
No, it's not a stand-up. It was
on the field.
It's on the field. It's mayhem, right?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is you want to be in the middle of the action. You want to feel the blood, sweat, and tears. Why? Because that's what you want to bring to the audience in the moment. You don't want to do it after they shower or at their locker. You want to get where the emotions are running. You've seen me do a million of these, right?
Yeah.
So I like to bring that aspect to it. And sometimes, you know, you're just going to get caught in the crosshairs. You're just going to get caught. And there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to roll with it.
Does it stun you when it happens?
No, because I've seen it all. But you know, it's fun for me. You know, I'm the old guy with the gray hair, and all the young guys are running around, and they want to come to me because A, it's the ESPN Mike Flag, and B, they know I'm going to get them on TV. So it's great. I love it. I love being part of it.
Taylor Lewin is a classic offensive line meathead. He did stuff in Michigan like that as well, right? It was a classic moment.
And then I went to the soft-spoken Marcus Mariota, the yes or no sir.
Yes,
guy.
Yes.
It was in stark contrast to the absolute party that was thrown into my lap. So
yeah.
It was great. You know, I got a note this morning from a member of the Titans organization saying it was easily the greatest football game that they've ever had at that stadium. And to me, you know, that's what we sign up for. You know, every Sunday, that's what we love about the game. That's what we love about tackle football in America. You know, win or lose, it was just a great. And I was literally 8 feet from Corey Davis when he came down with that ball. I was right in the back of the end zone. So it's why you keep doing this.
Yeah, you saw that play develop. Of course, Maddox just slipped and he had no chance. Now, a lot of Eagle fans were not as happy with that result as the Titan fans were, obviously. And so now you analyze what's wrong with this team at 2-2. And I'm curious to know what you saw in that game and what needs to change.
Well, Mike, you know, some people are like, relax. Some people are like, time to readjust our expectations. And some people are like, let's get real. And I'm in the latter category. You know, it's time to get real. It's time to confront the issues. It's time to definitely start coaching up some players real hard. It's definitely time to correct some mistakes. If you're going to say to me, you know, well, we've moved past the 2017 Super Bowl season and we've turned the page, you can't say in the press conference today, hey, be easy on Jalen Mills because he's one of the guys who brought us a parade last year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't. Listen, we all talk to people who pay their hard, pay for the tickets. And we talk to them every day. And they don't want to hear that stuff. That was last year. You know, I just heard what Ty said. You know, they reached out into the anger bag and they got a turkey leg. I believe a lot of people are angry that the team wants it both ways, that if you start to criticize, hey, but last year we brought you the parade, but we want to move on, so don't bring up last year. So you can't have it both ways, Mikey.
I got you. Now, let's look at like what's changed here. Now, you just brought up Jalen Mills. Does a scheme have to be changed, or does personnel have to be changed?
Well, that was interesting that you just brought that word up, because I was going to bring it up. And it's interesting that you used that word, because Doug Peterson used that word yesterday in his press conference.
Scheme.
And he said, quote, it's not the scheme. Now, when I read that, because I wasn't there, when he said it's not the scheme, who was he talking about?
He's talking about his personnel.
He's talking about players.
He's talking about players.
And we're not changing personnel, and they're not changing scheme. So that means they got to coach some players up hard, you know. And I have a very different view about what the number one problem is, because I hear a lot from different people about it, and I've been listening to your show rather closely the last couple of days. To me, the number one issue is protecting the number one component on this team, and that's the franchise quarterback. You cannot have him get sacked 5 times against Indy, 4 times in Nashville, get hit 25 times in total in his first 2 games back-to-back, and expect him to be upright in November. You just can't happen, Mike. And I think that is the number one. For the last 2 games, I kept seeing guys with numbers on their back, starting with the number 5, 5-6, 5-2, 5-7, 5-8, screaming at number 11, unblocked from the linebacker position. These are big, fast, ferocious guys who want to knock the snot out of them. And they have to start, they have to start scheming up better blocking technique or plans so that they don't have 3 rushers at number 11. Because right now, Smallwood is whiffing on the blitz. Jason Kelce, who I am loath to point out has a problem because I think he's so important to the team, but right now he's not picking up blitzes up the middle, Mike. It's a problem.
And the right tackle is not playing as well as he used to play. So,
he had one bad play. I went back and looked at it. I would say he played pretty well last week. I think both Jason Peters and Jason Kelce are really the main issues. And, you know, now we know why Wendell Smallwood couldn't get on the field. Because, you know, very, very inconsistent in blitz pickup. So that's number one. And number two, Mike, in the NFL right now, it's a record-setting pace for touchdown passes. The game is wide open. And you don't have a secondary right now that can play outside of Lincoln Financial Field. In South Philly, they're fine. They go on the road, something happens to them. I don't know what it is, but there were too many wide open receivers.
Yeah. This is not good, Sal.
I think it's fixable, though, Mike. I really do. They're only 2-2. It's not like they're 2-4. They're going to beat Minnesota this week.
Yeah.
They're going to beat the Vikings. Yeah. They are. Yeah,
okay.
They're going to beat the Vikings.
All right. Well,
yeah,
we'll
they
see.
Are. Now, Kirk Cousins plays well at Lincoln Financial Field, but they're going to beat him. We got a great shooter today. By the way, you know, Mike, don't say that Tuesdays with, you know, Mikey Miss and Sal Powell is a prelude to the Sal Powell Football Hour. The Sal Powell Football Hour is one thing, but this is sacrosanct.
This is two separate entities.
This is the sacrament of radio right here.
Well, what do we have in store on the South Path?
I will give you a little bit of a taste.
Give me a taste.
This is the real thing, okay? This is the real
thing.
Right. Come on. Don't shortchange this.
All right, you got
something good here that we're not going to give this up ever.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no. South Pal Football Hour may come and go, but this is the real thing. But, well, we got an hour at Ox, one more Ox. We got 3 great guests. Got Harold Carmichael. And then we have the author of the Doug Peterson book, Fearless. He will come on and talk about what he learned about Doug Peterson. I think it was important to put this guy on the air this week because I think it will give us a window as to how Coach Peterson handles his first crisis of the 2018 season. And then we will have a live report from Minneapolis on the true expert, from the true expert of the Minnesota Vikings. That will be coming up on the show as well.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to it.
And then I'm going up to the Cherry Hill Public Library for a big appearance on the Philly special, the inside story, how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. 7:30 live tonight at the Cherry Hill Public Library. Going to be a big crowd.
Beautiful.
Mike.
All right, have fun. We'll talk.
See
there he is, Sal Powell.